Hello, and thank you for tuning in. Welcome to our raw, spicy, and juicy podcast, Outspoken! You will not be disappointed. Little girl with the pressing curl. Age 8, I got a Jerry curl. 13, and I got a relaxer. I was a source of so much laughter. At 15, when it all broke off. 18, and I went all natural. February 2002, I went on and did what I had to do. Because it was time to change my life. To become the woman that I am inside. 97 dreadlocks all gone. I looked in the mirror for the first time and saw that, hey, I am not my hair. I am not this skin. I am not your expectations. No, no. I am not my hair. I am not this skin. I am the soul that lives within. Hello, everybody. I hope you are all well. Just to let you know, the Outspoken podcast may sound a little different. We are abiding by the rules and practicing safe social distancing. And because of that, we have encountered some technical difficulties. Although you may hear some glitching and distortion, the show is still very much lit. For your information, we are trying our absolute best to resolve this issue. And we're hoping we'll be back to normal as soon as possible. Always remember to stay safe and stay positive. Love from the Outspoken Podcast.
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
How's everything going?
I'm okay. How's you?
This lockdown, man. How much more can we take of this?
I don't even know what to say anymore.
Like, every day getting mad. Every day. Like
I'm in a shuttle in space, and now wow. I get a taster of how they feel. Like, I heard that they put like a treadmill in there or whatever.
And what?
Bare shelves of food and stuff. I just feel like that. Like, I don't even have the passion to go outside. Like, and it's really bad because I need fresh air.
This is the thing. No, but you know what, babe? Please try and go outside, because even me, I'm just getting worried about my back. I feel like I'm always slouching.
Oh my gosh. Even now, I feel
like, like I'm always slouching. And I feel like I'm getting a hunchback. I won't even lie to you.
Yes.
If 5'40", you see me having a hunchback.
Like this.
Just like this. Please mind your business. Yeah. And just keep walking and close your eyes, because I don't know what this is. Just close your eyes and keep moving.
Honestly.
But anyway, let's get into it quickly, because, you know, we've got time restrictions on us. So let's be quick today. Have you got a quick question for me before we get into it?
Oh my gosh, this is really bad. Okay. If you had to pick between two cakes, yeah?
Yes.
What would you pick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Okay.
Chocolate cake or red velvet?
Girl, I know what you're gonna say. This is I know you're gonna slew me already. I know what cake you like. So I know I'm in danger zone, but I'm definitely picking chocolate cake.
You don't like
chocolate cake as a birthday cake, no?
No. No, I don't, but I would rather have chocolate cake than red. They're my least favorite cakes, but I would rather have chocolate cake than
chocolate
red velvet. Yeah, I'd rather waste my calories on chocolate cake.
Girl, I'm with you. Red velvet is dead.
Yeah, it's super dead. It's so overrated. Dead.
Overrated.
It's so overrated.
Like back in the day, I used to like it, but now no, it's actually dead cake.
It's actually
it's very dead.
Dead cake.
Yeah,
is it red?
It's not nice. It's just red.
It's red. Nothing
and
else.
And why does it taste cheesy? It's dead. Sorry.
Listen.
Okay, girl. But okay, let's get into it then. So headlines. So today, the first headline is, of course, a very sad one, but I had to mention it. Captain Tom Moore dies after he tested positive for COVID-19 last week. So the 100-year-old, who raised almost $33 million for NHS charities by walking laps around his garden, was admitted to Bedford Hospital on Sunday. So the Queen has led the tributes to Captain Captain Sir Tom, recognizing the inspiration he provided for the whole nation and others across the world. His daughters said that they shared laughter and tears with their father in the final few hours together. This is from BBC News. Mm. How do you feel about this?
It's so tragic. It is so tragic. Like, I wanted him to at least make it to his 101st birthday. And the fact that he walked around for COVID and died of COVID is even more tragic. But have you heard the backlash off of his family?
Girl, I've seen the backlash, girl.
How do you feel about that?
Well, the thing is, I was talking about this to my mom, and at first I was like, right, he actually, because I've been seeing so much tweets about it, innit?
Yeah.
And I've seen that very negative tweets. They were like, how can it go to Barbados? People need to start realizing that the Caribbean is not a holiday spot, it's a country with people living there, you know?
Yeah.
And I get that, but at the same time, I thought the man is old, didn't he? He's old. Yeah. So, but it's kind of like a bucket list thing, but I don't know. I was a bit dubious about it.
Yeah,
my man's old. How do you feel about it?
Well, it's a tough one because he does an amazing thing and he does deserve a break. And I'm not going to lie to you, as much as we're all pointing fingers, if we all got the opportunity to go to Barbados, we would. Like, if I got the opportunity to leave the country now, I wouldn't give a damn. Like, as much as we're all like, stay inside, don't go, I would go. I would leave all of you guys. I would not give a damn. Like, just like them influencers when they went to Dubai, and they were getting chastised for doing that. I actually do not blame them because it's actually so difficult to stay in this country. It's so difficult at the moment, and we all need that mental break. So, if anyone gets the opportunity to go. It's on your own accord. If you want to catch COVID out there, that's on you. Do you know what I mean? Like, no one should say Pim.
That's true. I think for me, I think if you're there, because I didn't even know he went to Barbados until he was in hospital. I had no idea he actually went anywhere. Yeah. So I was like, I think if those are influencers, if you're actually gloating about it, because there was one influencer that was on TV, like, I'm on a camel, I'm doing this and all that, but how are you inspiring people? How is this helping? Like, we're out here, we're jealous, obviously, isn't it? Yeah. So like, nah, but I'm inspiring you guys to like get up and be motivated. My girl's on a camel in Dubai. In designer.
She was enjoying.
I think she was enjoying it. If you're gonna do it, just be calm about it. I'm in Dubai. I know I've got rules. I think it's the gloating. That's why people are like, my old man didn't gloat about nothing. You know? I didn't know he was even going to Barbados.
He went on the slide.
He went on the slide. No one even knew.
But so you know what?
It's
insane because a lot of people have left the country and we don't know. Boris has left several times. Piers Morgan has left several times. All the elite and all the bourgeoisie and all the middle class people have left the country on the sly. So for them to be pointing fingers and be saying, oh, you can't leave the country, is a bit hypocritical for them to do that.
Yeah, it's rude.
Everybody's been living on the sly. I haven't, but you know.
A certain social class
that they've been able to go and come. Do you know what I mean? So
I don't even
know why they're being two-faced.
Yeah, is that chastising people, isn't it? But they're using those people as a scapegoat. Like, if you're going to fly away, I don't think you should even be talking about nothing. If you flew away, you were able to do it in this pandemic, and you've come back, you shouldn't even be saying nothing. Just keep quiet.
Stay quiet.
Just keep him. There's one girl, that I see on socials, she went to Jamaica in December, and she's here talking. Oh. People are there. But I swear you went on holiday to Jamaica. I swear you were living your life. So how are you coming to talk? I don't understand it. If I'm breaking rules, I'm not talking, you know.
I'll just be in the corner.
honestly. The whole thing altogether is sad. I did cry a tear yesterday when I found out about it. Aww. I actually cried a tear. Yeah, because I saw a little video of him, when he was like young and he was in the army and stuff. And this, it was just so cute. And I was just like, the music was playing. I was like, tears were coming. I was like, what? YG, you're crying. I was actually sad. All people make me feel like really cute.
He's so adorable as well.
Definitely.
A national treasure. We just want to thank you, Tom Moore.
Honestly, and how can you die? How can he die of what he was?
The same thing. That was my worst fear. I did not want him to die of the same thing he was fighting for. So it's so sad. And you know that if COVID weren't about, he would have probably lived at least a year or two more. But because
you're right,
When I heard pneumonia, I was like, oh, it's lights out. I just knew. I was just like, no. Mm. So it was really anticipating it at work.
Right. So next piece of news again. Obviously, nothing to cheer you up about. I'm really sorry, but it's about coronavirus. So next headline. So Public Health England. Public Health England is investigating cases of coronavirus with worrying new genetic changes that have been found in some regions of the UK. So tests show they have a mutation called E484K that is already seen in the South African variant. Although this change may reduce vaccine effectiveness, the current ones in use still do not work for that, says experts. There have been 11 cases in Bristol and a cluster of 32 cases in Liverpool so far. So what do you think about this new variant? How has it come from South Africa like this? Are we ever gonna come out of this? Like, what is your
one headline thoughts? That I saw today that was very interesting? You've closed the schools but you still have the borders open, and that is the problem.
This is the thing. You can't be doing higgy haggar.
To either, you need to do a serious lockdown. And this lockdown is very lighthearted still. Like, you're
agreed.
Everybody in the house, yeah, but things are still going on. Everything needs to be locked off. Everything. Mm. Do you know what I mean? This newer variant is very scary in a sense that it's like, it's mad. Like, how can the virus, it's as if it's advancing. Like,
swear down.
We haven't even beat the last one. The last one is still about.
We're still trying to cope from the
and
last
it's
one.
Mutated, like, it's getting stronger. It's like, it's mad. It's so mad. Scary. I'm not going to lie. It's absolutely scary. But like I said, if we had locked down properly from the beginning for the whole time that, you know, and then all that Eat to Help and all that, you know, we would have been so far off. Like, people are having concerts in New Zealand and festivals.
I know.
Like, I heard they were kissing.
Can you imagine?
Mm. Allegedly, that's where it's from.
Exactly. And
they're having kissing festivals. Like, nah. So, why are they also saying the variant comes from the UK as well?
Is that what they're saying?
They're saying that it's our fault that, you know, it's got...
Because at the moment in the world, we are the highest number of deaths. We're the worst in the world at the moment. So obviously they're saying that it came from South Africa to England, and England is now mutating it. How will this thing mutate?
Oh,
I don't know. Is that a film? Or like an alien film, right? Like, how does these viruses mutate? Please, scientists, let us know, because I don't know what this is now. I'm just getting tired.
My question to you is, are you getting the vaccine?
My answer is yes, most probably. It's true. The answer is yeah, girl. Mm-hmm. I know people that have done it now as
well.
Yeah,
same.
And it's like, you know, I think we have to, I think it's a case of if you actually want to even fly, you have to get it. And like, you can't try and think, I'll be okay about it. No, you actually have to get it. If you want to go any flying, any place you want to go, we have to all just get it, I'm afraid, innit? So, So you're going to get it too now.
Yes. After, I'm not gonna lie,
after
yeah.
After your big boy speech last time.
I'm not gonna lie. I feel like I am in a Stockholm predicament. We've been locked down for so long, it's made me comply.
Exactly.
It's made me think
this is what they want us to do, though.
And I'm thinking, if we weren't in these circumstances, would I have agreed to the vaccine? No. But it's under the conditions that we're under that I'm like, I can't take any more of this.
So it's not on a
good basis that I'm getting.
It's not an even playing field now, is it? Because now
it's mentally
by force. Yeah.
Yes.
They've worn you down, and now you have no other option. You might as well. Because you wasn't saying this before.
Yes.
You know, we had listeners. Yeah. I won't say the listeners were, and they were like, they listened to our last episode about that, and they heard what you said about the vaccine had this, but they were like, rah, these girls are not taking the vaccine. Like, this girl talk about the vaccine. He's got this, got that.
Yeah.
Said, yes, but now look how we're coming to talk different truths.
I retract.
Retracting.
Listen, if you put somebody in a certain like place for a long time, eventually they'll come round. It's human nature. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
So that's how I feel. I feel like I'm doing it under false pretenses. I'm not even doing it because I'm willing to do it. I'm doing it because I just want to get out. I feel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just in case we have any listeners, I'm still standing on my first statement. If I had the option not to, I wouldn't.
I think it is, you know what, now that I've read up about it and stuff like that, and you know, I debunked some of the myths, I think it is safe. Obviously I'm still very skeptical about the how fast it's just come out and how efficient it was so quickly to come out,
and how they keep changing it.
You know, and I'm still obviously now this one that we have out is not gonna help the new variant. It's not as strong as it should be. Exactly. So I'm still a bit skeptical about it, but girl, just give it to me. Like, just go about my business. I got things to do. Do you know how old I am? I should be getting married soon, man.
I know what I'm, you know what I mean. And the thing is, my mom said this, and this is very, very, this is very, very significant. We need to understand that. Unfortunately, a small number of people are going to have really adverse effects.
Wow.
Some people are going to die.
What, from the actual thing? Do you reckon?
It's happening already. People are dying after taking the vaccine.
Oh, my day.
It's a small number, though, but
yeah,
just a heads up, like, some people are going to have really adverse effects.
Oh my gosh.
Scary. It's not a joke.
There was
a clip that I saw of a nurse that had got the vaccine and she fainted at a press conference.
What? Why?
Because she just had the vaccine, yeah. And she had an allergic reaction to it.
Yeah, this is the thing. I mean, the allergies thing, I don't think they've actually properly tested all those things just yet, because people can react to things differently, like you're saying. And obviously the allergies, it can complicate things, you know?
Exactly. So, because I went to get my flu jab last week, and can you believe what they asked me? Are you allergic to eggs? And I thought, excuse me?
Did they ever ask you that before?
Never.
Wow.
I was like, but something so, like, as trivial as eggs, that's scary. That means you guys are not even, like, you guys are just rushing. Like, you just want to
check.
You get what I mean? Like, eggs.
Well, yeah. Some people are allergic to the eggs.
I've never heard of that allergy before. I've heard of that.
It's cool, but, yeah, but some eggs? People can be allergic to anything, you know. Anything.
I know. It's very,
I don't know anybody that has ever had it, but yeah, you can be allergic to anything, but you can be allergic to apple, you can be allergic to the rat.
There's one girl, she was allergic to water.
Are you joking?
No, she was allergic to water.
She's still alive.
Yeah, she's still alive. She can't sweat though. She had to break up with her boyfriend because when they were having sex, he would sweat on her and it would give her rashes. Yeah.
So how does she bath?
She's got like special water with like chemicals inside that makes her bath.
You're joking. Yeah. Wow.
She can't drink it. She can't do anything. Yeah. It's long. It's so long.
What about if she eats like stuff like cucumber or tomatoes? Nah, because obviously those foods have what?
Forget it. She can't eat none of that.
Wow. So liquids. What's she doing? All.
Literally, they've given her her own. I don't know how she does it, but they've given her her own, like, maybe chemical medicinal water. And
yes.
Yeah, she's surviving on that, really. But she can't sweat. She can't cry. Like, she can't even release bodily fluids. That's how deep it is. I think even the way she pee-pees, like, probably in her bag. Like, it can't touch her. Like, it's serious.
It's like a skin thing.
It's more like she will die, like her immune system will crash or something. Facebook, yeah, and you see those random videos, I saw, and I was like, whoa, somebody's allergic to water. Like, that's insane.
Those random ones.
For real.
Like those videos where the girls said, I drink bleach, those kind of videos.
Drinking bleach.
Those random stories, and you hear, like, I see little videos. There's one with this girl, I'm like, oh yeah, I really love bleach, I drink bleach, or I bath in bleach. Or there's one, this girl, she likes deodorant. There's a roll-on.
Yeah. I love the taste, oh my man. Goodness.
I was like, nah, people are really suffering.
People are
this
mad.
Life.
I remember but there was some woman. She was eating her table. Have you seen that? Like stuff like
no.
Yeah. She's like, oh, it tastes so good. And she was just yamming the woods. I was just like, nah, this is crazy.
Nah, some people have mad things, you know.
Honestly.
How about the woman that likes to drink Tippex and She said that nobody knows that I do this, but I just can't help it. I just love it so much. Yeah, it's mad. Those stories make me laugh, man.
That is definitely
you, it's actually crazy.
Honestly.
Right, honestly. But yeah, guys, just stay safe out there, man. Just stay safe. That's all I can say.
Yeah, for real.
All right. But final headline. So obviously, it's in February, first week of February. What is February so known for? What is the main known thing that February is known for?
This day.
Valentine's Day! Because Valentine's is coming.
Where's your boyfriend? You are sitting
at home.
Lonely! Valentine's is coming. Valentine's is coming.
It's coming. Hey, Valentine's.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, Valentine's is coming, guys. So obviously, this is the most, it's in the UK, obviously, it's the most different Valentine's Day we're ever going to experience. Yes. There's nothing open. There's no cinemas. Mm. There's no restaurants. There's no little escape rooms. There's nothing we can do except for park, except for indoors and stuff like that. How are you coping? Are you celebrating Valentine's Day this year?
I am not celebrating Valentine's Day. I'm staying at home.
Why don't you like it? Why don't you like it?
I just think it's just a kick in the teeth, and it just really shows you how single you are. Like, it just shows you that, like, it's not nice for single people. Do you know what I mean? I've never liked it. This is really showing you, oh yeah, you're not in a relationship. So it's you know what I mean, it's not really that cool. And me, I'm just ordering myself some roses and some chocolates if I can. That's all I'm gonna do.
Really?
Yeah, because it's not like you can even go on a date. There's nothing you can actually do.
Yeah, like, 100%.
And I'm not jumping 100%. On Zoom. That's all long. Like, I rate you guys that do that, but I'm not jumping on no Zoom or...
I think people just have to be creative this year. I mean, obviously, this year, I'm actually not celebrating it. And I actually don't mind. Like, I actually feel like, it's whatever. And plus, because I know nothing is open.
Yes.
I mean, what am I going to do? Like, you know what I mean? I'm literally going to be, I'm going to be like, you know, what's her name? Tiffany, New York, on my bed sitting like this.
Yeah,
my glasses. Same. But I'll be happy doing it. I actually feel so content with it. But I feel like people are gonna have to be creative this year. I still think I really want to see people how they come out with imaginative things. And I don't want
we're gonna see all the pictures on Instagram.
I'm so happy to see this picture. I'm glad that people are gonna be enjoying. I'm actually happy for them this year. I am. Do your thing. If you find love and you're doing it, just do it. For me personally, I won't partake this year, but you guys enjoy your day, man. Honestly think as well, I really hope guys they get creative this year. It's because that's probably in lockdown, you still have to do what you have to do. Don't try and not send a card, don't try and not send a message, don't try and say I don't celebrate it, because you can still do lockdown in Valentine's Day lockdown. What do you think?
I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah, I am. Is there like a Grinch for Valentine's Day?
There must be.
I'm sorry. Like all the pictures and all that. Like, it's just gonna annoy me that day.
Like, I think it's cute.
Yeah, it's just a massive reminder of how single you are. I just don't like it, but. Yeah, I just want the day to pass, really. I ain't got nothing to say on it.
Is it?
Yeah, wow. I just want it to go past.
No, I get that.
I'm just not a fan of big holidays anyway. Like, I'm not a fan of Christmas. I'm not a fan of Halloween. Easter.
Christmas, I can hear you. What? Easter?
I mean, the eggs are cool, but I mean,
I'm not a fan of the eggs.
Really... Oh, really?
But I'm kind of the... No, I'm not really a fan. I'm not into the eggs and stuff. I mean, if I get egg, I'm happy. I'm happy to get egg.
Okay.
But I'm more into the religious side, like Easter for me. Obviously, Christians. That's our time, you know. Christmas, I like the togetherness, but I'm not a big, like, I think when I have my own family, I'll be even more like, yeah,
that's what I'm for the saying. Kids. I think that's what it is.
For the kids.
When I have my own family and when I get married, that's when I will feel these holidays. But for now, it's so dead.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
So I'm not going to lie. Even I'm not
Christmas. No, I get you. I think Christmas dead. Is definitely, it's not a holiday for, it's a holiday for the kids for me. I think you don't have kids around, then it can be a bit dry. Or if you're not loved up, it can be a bit dry. You know, just same old, to be honest. But I think obviously in the future, I'll be on it. Like, without my kids and stuff.
Yeah.
Let's go, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, we just want to say celebrating those who have it, who have their loved ones. Have a nice day. Stay safe, of course, and do your thing. Yeah, so yeah, that's headlines.
Nice. I liked it. I liked it. Is nice variation, you know.
Yeah, we tried. We tried.
And coronavirus. Wow.
Right. So I'll go to the main topic now. Today's main topic, right?
Right.
So I don't know. So obviously now I'm doing Clubhouse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I've been seeing you on the stage, madam.
You see me. I've been seeing you.
I'm
on the stage, girl. I'm on the stage.
How's it going? Have you become a Clubhouse influencer?
Babe, but you know I like to talk, innit? That's the problem.
Okay.
I like to talk. So obviously, I've been on it and I've been on the stages and I've been talking because I can't. Sometimes I'll be in my room and I'm listening to them. Like, no, I have to. Hands up, man. Speak on this.
Yeah.
You know? And I think, you know what? Yeah, I can't lie. I think it's actually a very revolutionary app. I took my time to go on it, but now I'm on it. I'm like, rah, like you can actually connect with people. Like you told me before, there's good rooms you can go into, even rooms for like acting and stuff, which you're trying to get more back into. I'm seeing bear stuff like that. So I'm like, okay, there's a lot of things in here, a lot of good content.
Right.
So to go on that, so those who don't know, Clubhouse is an app that basically you just go into rooms and people are doing like like voice chats to each other and they're discussing a certain topic and whatsoever. So very recently, a lady called Ash, she has a chat like every other day and she was doing a whole like room about hairdressers and she then did another one about makeup artists and it was about, you know, basically British ones, obviously very much black based. So if you go on IG, guys, you would know, if you, it depends on who you follow, obviously us two are girls, so we will get inundated with these kind of people anyway. You'll go and see like loads of people, hairdressers are on Instagram at the moment and they're obviously selling their trade and doing their thing or whatsoever. And they're obviously got people sitting on their chair, you see the new hairstyle, you see these new wigs, they're like, yo, this is looking decent, like this is nice. And it goes in the comments, these girls are growing on Instagram, like hairdressers, hairstylists, hairdressers, makeup artists and nail technicians, they're all growing because people are seeing nice nails. Like, rah, where's this person go to get this? They go onto their page, they see them, they book them, cool, everything should be as smooth as it should be. So actually the recent a whole room about, you know, hairdressers and also makeup artists that have done very dodgy jobs on people. And, you know, obviously these hairdressers, a lot of them, some of them are London based. They're quite known. They've got big influencer like backing and everything. A lot of people go to them. So, but a lot of people have come forward, like thousands of people were coming forward and listening to this room because it's been thousands and loads of girls that have had terrible jobs done, that have had money stolen, that have had things go wrong and they can't go back on it, you know, and it's not nice. So me, I know, you know, Gia, I've had my own personal experience.
Yes, same here.
And you have as well with an IG hairstylist and it's gone wrong. And you think to yourself, right, with the IG ones, for my opinion anyway, they're selling their services a lot more than the aunties down the road. They're selling their services a lot more than what you could do at your local Chinese person to get your nails done. So it's like, what is going on? So they're selling a lot more and you're paying for a much more premium price, but the service might be dead, the customer service might be a bit off, the actual thing that they do for you is terrible. So my thing is this, my question to you is, should there be more regulation on these kind of businesses, on these types of girls? Should there be, and first of all as well, some of them are not even like qualified,
right?
So they haven't gone to no training school. It's just I've learned like at home, I've learned on friends. Especially with the hairdressers, haven't really gone to these because they're just doing their hair on their girls, they're doing new wigs, they look nice, they're coming up, they're just doing their business now. They haven't actually gone to classes to learn professionally. So my thing to you is, should there be more of a regulation, should there be more even a restriction with this kind of thing? Because if things go wrong, a lot of people can't get their money back and they're spending good big boy £90, £80, £100, £120. What are your thoughts on this, please?
The thing is, it's quite sad that I'm saying this because I don't want to say that Black people have bad customer service, because all races have bad, all races have their own kind of places where they have bad customer service. But what I've realized about the Black community is we don't have like a regulator, or we don't have a site that we could go to and review. I'm very aware of Blelp, but I know they're quite new.
Okay. I've heard of them.
Yeah, Blelp are like a Trust Advisor. Is it Trust Advisor where white people?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. Mm. So I think they are trying to do that. That's the kind of impression I got. And I feel like, yes, something like that should be around so that you know where to go, because it's really bad. The problem with these IG hairdressers and makeup artists is that there's filter. So when they take pictures and stuff, you look at the wig, it looks A1, it looks on point. But you go there yourself, it is higgy haggar. Like they've changed the color, they've done this, they've done that, and what I hate as well is that they feel like, oh, let me treat influencers a certain way and let me treat normal customers a certain way. So you don't have your way of like getting your money back, or you don't have your way of like reporting them or anything. So I do think there should be a regulator service. A lot of people, she got a lot of backlash for doing that group, but I think it was really good that she did that group, because these were like elite, prestigious IG hair stylists or makeup artists that were getting away with murder. There was a particular one that I will never forget, that I was going to hire her for my wedding, but I've heard too much stories about
her.
There's a makeup artist called Bernicia Boateng, and the thing is, with her, I was like, yes, she's on it, because she does people in TV, you know, she does, you know, celebrities and stuff like that. So I was like, yeah, she sounds on point. But there was a reputable review. Now, this girl, I know her, like I've known her since 2010.
Okay.
So it's been 11 years. Now, we might not be close, but we see in passes, but I've known her long enough to know that this girl does not chat rubbish. Like, she's not, you know, there's some girls that you know are, you don't really take them seriously.
Yes. But
this particular girl, I know her. Like, she makes cakes. I know her personally. And I'm not one of those messy girls, you know what I mean? She don't like to get herself involved in stuff. So when she came out, she said, this is what Benicia did to me on my wedding day. She didn't turn up to do my makeup. She did X, Y, Z. I said, nah. That one, I have to cancel you, because because I was seeing, sometimes I'm not gonna lie, because some reviews I was a bit suspicious about, like,
yes,
you could tell there were certain, I don't know if you remember, but there was a girl that came up and she was like, shut up.
I don't know if you heard that one. That was the makeup one. Basically, guys, one of the actual makeup artists came to defend herself against the claims. And then she was like, anyway, if you're saying this, you to shut up. Shut up. And everyone was like,
whoa. Now, I'm not going to lie to you, with her, I kind of believe like some people were trying to sabotage her business. I'm not sure. Like, this one, you have to wait and see out. But I feel like of course, there's going to be people that are snakes and they're just trying to sabotage your business. So,
100%.
But when you see somebody that they're not missing, that they're not in all that, and they say that, then you know, this is true, because this girl, she doesn't like mess.
She's not into nonsense.
So I knew. And the thing is, I would have never known that had she not have the opportunity and the platform to say that? So there
exactly.
be something available whereby us as Black women, because we are, listen, we are the highest spenders when it comes to the beauty industry.
100%.
So
100%.
We need to know where our coins are going.
And yeah, 100%.
Let me not even tell you. You tell your hair story and I'm going to tell my hair story.
Mate.
So I can't remember her name because I paid her £100, yeah, for her to give me some Higgy Haggar wig.
Wow.
Yes.
You see this? This is the thing. This is the thing that disappoints me, that people don't understand that when you are paying these people, yeah, it is hard-earned money. It is more than what you would pay if we were to go to our local
Thank
people.
You.
Or even the fact that the thing about us black people as well, I just want to put it out there, we're not novices to hair and makeup. A lot of us, I would say 80% of us, can do our own hair, we can do our own makeup, or we know an auntie that can do our hair for us nicely, quickly. You know, we can get our services sometimes for free. So when we're actually going out of our way to spend £100 on these luxury things, this is like, we're splurging, isn't it? Do you get what I'm saying? And you know, for me personally, that's how I feel, because when I went to the hairdresser, I was like, I have people in my head like, Siobhan, do you really need to pay this much? You can do a pony yourself. And I can, but the fact that I'm actually going to another Black business and putting money into their pocket, like almost £100, and then now I'm feeling like rah, I feel like I was robbed, because the way my hair went, so basically I went to a hairdresser in London, this was last year, and I saw the reviews on her IG. I saw obviously influence on her IG. I thought, now this girl is legit. This girl is legit. And I thought, okay, all I'm gonna do is up and down pony. Guys, that's a slick up top and pony that like half of the hair down. I thought, what can go wrong? Because this hairstyle is not even a hairstyle that is bare technical to me personally, anyway. I don't think it's a very techy hairstyle. So I'm like, okay, let me do this, isn't it? So when I was doing it now, I asked her for a fringe as well. So I paid extra for a fringe, because at the time I wasn't too comfortable with spraying my whole head. I wanted a break from spraying my whole head. I like to have a fringe sometimes. So she put the fringe in, She told me initially she was gonna just sew in the fringe. So I'm like, cool, because my hair was breaking at the time. So I'm like, if you sew in the fringe and you cambro it, I know you're a G, because I haven't done that myself. So do your thing. So the girl was doing my hair now. And then when she was doing it, she wasn't sewing in the fringe. So I had to be like, babe, remember I'm doing a fringe, yeah? She's like, yeah, cool, I got you. She stepped up there. She put the hair to the top now. And she put the fringe right at the top where the pony would be. So already the fringe is going to come all the way down. Guys, my head is quite long, I would say. I know the shape of my head. I know what my head can handle. So already the fringe was long. I said to her, right, okay. But obviously, for me, I won't lie to you, I'm a bit shy when it comes to hairdressers. I don't always speak up. And I'm going to learn now. I need to speak up. I'm going to be on the chair and just being, I'm getting old. I'm getting too old for those games. Mm-hmm. So obviously, I was a bit like, this is not it. When I got home now, the thing is, the pony was unraveling. The hair at the top was wetting.
How much did
you pay? Like £90 or something like that for up and down. So then I tried to tell her, I said, babe, I went back to the, because obviously after a few days, I told one of my other girls, told my other girl as well. They were like, Shiv, you're not happy. You know how I behave when my hair is not nice? You know, yes. I get a bit mad. So I was like, no, I'm going mad. Like, I need to get his hair done. So we're going back and forth now. The girl's now taking long to reply to me. But you're quick to reply to me when it came to me putting my money down. That's another story for another day. The girl's taking long to reply. I'm like, why is she taking so long to
reply? Name and shame.
Okay, so it was the Trap House London.
Good.
The Trap House London. So I was like, why is she taking long to reply about this? Like, I thought, what's going on? So we're going back.
Remember the stylist, so people can be aware.
I don't remember the actual stylist, though. I don't remember the actual stylist.
Okay.
But then, yeah, so at the end of the day, so to cut a long story short, I was supposed to get my hair done. She told me the day, on the day that I could get the appointment done on that same day. But I still had to, by the time she told me, I had to get ready to go. So I had 2 hours, basically, to get ready to wash the top of my hair again and go and drive all the way to South London. I live east, and I didn't have enough time. So when I got into my car, I told her, babe, I'm gonna be a little bit late. She goes, if you're not here by 15 minutes, the appointment, you can't do it. And I was like,
wow,
what kind of nonsense is this? Then she just stopped replying to my messages. So I was like, this, I'm very disappointed. I don't even want a person to come and name and shame people. I don't like to drag people, because at the end of the day, we're all Black people, and I really want Black people to succeed in business. But also at the end of the day, this is my money. and I'm left out of pocket. And I was I was actually very upset. You guys know how how upset I was. I could not get over it. Do you get what I'm saying? I was like, no, this is very peak. And what I learned is that the influencers that they bring there, they're usually getting their head on for free. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But the normal people, you're charging 90, 100, £120 and you're not doing a good service. Right. This is abhorrent. Do you know what I mean? This is actually abhorrent. So I feel like people should be able to voice their opinion when things go wrong. Yeah. So yeah, what was your story, girl?
My story is, I get, this was like a mini influencer, but I know her. Yes. So I assumed that she would give me somebody that was reputable, but unfortunately it is what it is. Like, that's another story as well. Like, people recommending somebody that they know is not that great, but they just, you know, saying, oh yeah, they're good because you've been given some money, or you've been, it's been done for you for free or something, whatever. So I went through and I contacted the girl and I went to her house. Now, she was acting very shifty. She was acting very shifty. And you know what? You're very right. You said something very significant. When something is not right, you should actually speak up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I remember somebody told me, Gia, you need to remember you are paying them.
Exactly.
So you are asking for a product. If they do not deliver with that product, you can, you have the right to say something. And I always forget, because when you go into these situations, sometimes it's intimidating. Some of them are very intimidating.
It's intimidating.
But you're just so, how can I explain? Like, you're so, like, paralyzed by the situation. I don't
know.
You don't expect things like this to happen.
Yeah, it's intimidating. Of course, when someone's doing your hair, you're sitting down, they're above you. That's already, the scenario is a bit much.
So it
can be intimidating, 100%. Yes.
So I went inside. She was already acting shifty. She's like, get in. So I'm like, all right. So I come in, I sit down. She's like, locking the doors, looking outside the windows, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what's going on? She's like, so basically, I broke up with my boyfriend a couple of days ago and he's threatening to kill me. I'm like, girl.
What? What?
I'm like, are we safe? She's like, yeah, like, I'm not sure. Like, you know, he came with a knife last time and I'm just a bit worried and blah, blah. I'm like, girl, how long have you been with him? And it was quite a long time. I think she said like 7 years or something. So she tells me to sit down and she's like, oh yeah, my boyfriend, he's been threatening me with a knife, blah, blah, locking the door and everything. I'm like, all right, cool. Is this going to affect my hair? She's like, no, 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 babe, don't worry, sit down. So this is a 360, innit?
It's okay. A 360,
closure. No,
360. Closure,
frontal,
yes.
Sorry, 360 frontal. So I'm like, oh, can you do it? She's like, yeah, yeah, that's fine, that's fine. She was doing it, and I'm seeing she's rushing. And you know when you can feel the needle and they're like, and they're pulling it. And I'm like,
oh my gosh.
And I said to her, can I have a mirror? She's like, no, 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 I don't do that. I don't do that. Like, I always wait for
She told you you can't have a mirror.
She didn't let me see it. And she had, I remember she had a massive, like, salon mirror that was, like, she'd made, like, a mini salon in her house.
In a house.
I would describe it like as a studio kind of house. Like, the kitchen was
in
the living room, but she'd made like a salon mirror and a chair, but she turned me around so I couldn't see. So she's rushing. And I'm like, fam, what is going on? Within half an hour, you know how long wigs take, Shiv.
Yeah. Within
half an hour, she's done. She's glued it and it's moving. It's bare loose. And I'm just like, what is going on? Now I'm clocking, I'm feeling inside, and you know when the sewing is bare wide, like,
yeah, so there's bare gappy.
It's bare gappy, basically. And where I don't know what a 360, because this was my first frontal, innit? I mean, this was my first frontal.
Yes.
And where I don't know what a frontal looks like, I was just like, I don't know if this is how it's supposed to look like. Because she's like, nah, it's supposed to, because I had three bundles. She used like two and a bit.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, why is it so thin? She's like, nah, that's how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be flat, blah, blah. You know when they give you all these stories and she's like, trying to rush me out of the house. Like, yeah. And she's like, oh, can you just like transfer me the money? Like, she was proper rushing me. Listen, when I find this girl, I need to find her name because it was a while ago. But I just remember being so vexed when I left. And I was just like, I didn't know how to handle it. And I wish there was a platform at the time for me to go on and be like, this is what happened.
To be
like,
talking,
this
yeah.
girl's boyfriend, yeah, is crazy. You lot need to not go there because he might stab you up or something. Do you know what I mean? Like,
as in,
just because you're going through domestics, yeah, like, don't take my
exactly. But then should she have done the booking if she knew that she was going through this kind
this
of stuff?
This is what
like,
I'm saying.
Because it's involving you, and now you could be potentially in danger. Well. I feel for her, don't get me wrong, because that's really sad. But this is not, you shouldn't be involving other people into the danger. Because now the two of you, imagine if he came for you.
You know,
what do you mean?
Like, I was stressed. I'm not gonna lie, I was sweating, and I was sweating so much that the wig was sliding off. It would have been better because she's done a lot of people that, like, are influencers or mini influencers, and
I clocked on
after that she's been adding filters, she's been like changing the lighting, dyeing. Listen, even the color was wrong. Oh, and not to mention my 25th birthday. Do you remember my 25th birthday makeup?
Was it about 25th? Yes. Did you do it as well? Or you're a different makeup person?
I had a makeup artist, £60.
Wow.
Why did I look? Why was my makeup melting, Shiv? Why was my makeup melting?
You looked really beautiful that day, though.
Yeah, but my makeup, I need to show you my makeup. I think I can, if I can find the photo, I'll put it up. But my makeup was horrific. I looked like a drag queen. There was not even baking powder. She gave me some vampire eyebrows, like, you know those, like, I don't know. Listen, she basically,
like, when it's too angry. Oh my gosh, man!
Like, I really suffered. It really put me off IG people. 100%. That way,
because it puts a bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah.
But you know when you told me the thing that you just said is what about the filters, right? So today. Like, I don't know if you heard in the news, influencers have been, they've been told today by the advertising authority to not use filters if you're advertising certain products. Today, it happens on the BBC News today. Because basically, sometimes when they're advertising certain products, even like mascara or something or certain makeup, they'll tell you obviously to buy it, but they're wearing filter, they're putting a filter on top of that actual campaign. So they're like, you need to stop putting filters on your pictures because people think that this is like, you actually look, you don't look like that. So they've been, the advertising body are onto them now. So people that are putting filters and stuff like that, they shouldn't be doing that. Especially for these, when they're doing hair and stuff and you're showing it glistening and the filters, that should not be happening. That's false advertising. Do you get what I'm saying?
It's not really good for the mental health at all, because it's giving them body dysmorphia.
And
it's giving everybody, this body dysmorphia. And there's another condition as well when it's like, I think they call it Snapchat something. Like, there's another condition whereby they're saying that how when you look at it, you're just fixated and you're just so obsessed with looking a certain way. And there's also, I think that's what it's called, Snapchat surgery, where people are actually going to do their noses and stuff.
Nose like that, based on their
that
Snapchat
is
filter.
Horrific.
It's mad now. It's become mad.
I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, I've never had a problem with my nose. Like, I've never really cared for it. But I'm not going to lie, looking at it the other day and I was like, I really want to get it done, you know?
Wow,
I can't
it's
believe
because of
me
this.
Of all people.
And you know,
that creep into my head.
Like, yeah, it's because of this now.
It's really bad.
I just, honestly, I really,
especially
I
with
really
this
pray.
Whole Botox filler thing that's making your nose more narrow.
Honestly.
I'm just like, should I do that? Like,
girl, you don't need that.
My nose looks a bit wide, and I was thinking, no,
oh
gee, I snap
gosh.
Out of that.
Yeah.
It's because of this filter stuff.
It's because of the filter stuff. I'm telling you, because they're doing filters. Like, even me, I have been saying to myself, Siobhan, calm down on these filters that you use when you're doing videos and stuff like that. Because I always put a filter on Snapchat because it's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
But then I was going through my thing, and I was like, right, I need to see ones with me with no filter. Like, what the hell is going on? Like, filter live. So it's not good. So they're telling people, like, if you're going to advertise a product specifically, don't be putting filter on that product. Like, don't be showing the hair with filter, because why should there be filter on there? Do you get what I'm saying? I don't want to bash people for their businesses and stuff like that, because everybody is out here trying. So I understood how there was a bit of backlash about it. Maybe Clubhouse wasn't the platform for that kind of thing. But people need to speak. If it's a bad service, it's a bad service. And if you feel like you lost your money, you lost respect from the streets, you look like a ghost with the makeup, then you need to speak. I think that is about speaking and actually being and honest.
It will, I think, I'm not going to lie, gosh, I don't want this to be another black thing because it's not true. Like, I have experienced bad customer service everywhere. Like, I'm not even going to say it's a black thing.
Of course.
But one thing I've noticed is that we have bad customer service and nothing is being done about it. Like, and I feel like this is going to give a lot of people a kick up the bum. Like, I need to fix up on being nice and being
attentive
to the customer, because some people are just not listening. You go in there, you're like, can you do this? And they're doing something completely different. How dare you question it? If you question it, attitude. Do you know what I mean?
This is what I don't like.
I hate when people are like, oh, there's only black people. You know when they do memes and they have like, you know, like Caribbean shops and you go and you get like a thingy, a patty, and they're like, me now have patty, and you know, all that. They make it a black thing. Siobhan, I've been to a Turkish shop and got bad customer service. I've been to an Asian shop and got bad customer. It, like, you know, I don't want it to be.
Yeah, it's not a thing of color.
Do you understand? There are no repercussions, basically, for the black community.
This is the thing. And I when think they do that. And I think one girl even said sometimes we try to be too lenient on the black community because we think we have to uplift black businesses. But we're too used to it. But no, like you said, being attentive and being nice doesn't take anything from your day. And that's also about running a good business. It's not just about making your money. It's also and getting people in the chair. It's about how do you treat them when they're there? Do you offer them a glass of water? Because if I'm paying big boy money, I would at least want to be offered a tea or a cup of water.
You can be in hospitality, and have a bad attitude.
And have bad attitude.
I really don't understand.
It doesn't make sense.
I remember there was this woman, I don't know whether I should bet her up. Because I won't bet her up because she's an OG. She's an OG, but she's in Canning Town. We'll narrow it that way. I don't know if you know her.
Okay.
She's in Canning Town. She's well known,
Oh, wow.
She has a stinking attitude. And I will tell her to her face when I see her. Her attitude is really bad. And everyone says it, but she does hair boom. And I'm like, why do you work in this industry when you have to work with people, but you have a smelly attitude? Like,
attitude.
I don't understand it. Why are you so rude?
Yeah.
Like, she'll probably no need for it. She'll yank your hair. She'll do everything. Like, and I know she's the one that got rid of my edges. I know she is. She's one of them. Because she put it so tight.
Yeah.
Like, she was too awful. Much. Like, especially when she's in the mood. Poof, poof, combing it. Oh, my gosh. She was really
like, bad. Some of them don't, like you said, they don't know how to be, just to be, like, if you're not going to be nice and stuff like that, you shouldn't be in that business. I know you could be doing warm air, but, you know, you shouldn't be in that business. I've tolerated a lot of, like, really rank people, you know what I mean, doing my hair over the years. And I'm thinking, right, you're doing my hair, you're being rude. Like, how are you this rude? And yet I'm paying you. I feel like a mug. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, just being nice doesn't cost anything. Or just even being pleasant. We don't have to even talk bears, but just know that just so I feel comfortable. Do you get what I'm saying? But when I'm spending even more money, I expect premium.
I expect champagne.
I don't expect you to, when I come to the place early, because already with these IG girls as well, they're not like your normal old school people. You have a set of rules before you go there. You must come 10 minutes early, otherwise your booking will be cancelled. You cannot bring anybody to the appointment. If you don't do this, if you don't wash your hair, you cannot do your hair. If you don't cambrow your hair, you can't do your hair. You've got a bare set of rules. So if you apply to their rules, the least you deserve is a nice service on top of that. I've come early, I've washed my hair, which you should be doing. I've cambrowed my hair, which you should be doing. I'm doing half of your job for you, and you're coming to be rude. Wow. You're coming to look at me like I haven't put my appointment. Why are you looking at me like I'm a ghost? You should know I'm supposed to be at 3 p.m. Your booking should say 3 p.m. So why do you not know that I'm supposed to be here at 3 p.m.? You should know this in your head. You'll be saying, hello, Siobhan. We've been expecting you.
Yes.
And whip up my chair. That's what I expect.
Yes.
You know?
Why am I coming and waiting? Like, I remember when I used to go to the hairdressers and wait an hour to be seen. And I'm like, but my appointment is 10 o'clock. Why am I waiting outside your shop?
Like
some of the customer service has actually been trash when it comes to hair, and that's why I had to learn very quickly how to do my own hair, because I was getting so fed up of the trials and tribulations that I was entering just to get my hair done. It was ridiculous. I remember
this is what I'm saying.
Really, really popular shop in South London. I'm not sure if they're still there. And I used to go there. And my appointment was at 10 o'clock. Why is the shop opening at 12, Shiv? I stood out there for 2 hours. And I was so desperate because I think it was, yes, it was my graduation. So I had no choice but to stand there. And the thing is, I specifically booked my appointment for 10 a.m. because I know how rank they are. Because I remember there was a time where I had to work at 6 o'clock. And I got there 2 o'clock and I wasn't seen till 4 and I was late for work. I ended up going to work at 8 o'clock. And I had to lie to you that I had a car crash or something. Wait, hold on.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, no, I was trying to remember if I'm still working with the same people. But I had to lie with them. I had to lie to them and say I was like in a car crash or something. That's why I had to, you know.
Oh my days.
I waited. So I was like, okay, graduation day, I'll book at 10. It'll be calm. Shop wasn't open till 12, my G.
No, this is the thing. This is ridiculous.
You know what I mean? It's ridiculous, man. Because it has such a big reputation, you know, they didn't care. They didn't care. I wouldn't be surprised if they're still doing that rubbish.
And this is the thing.
What I hated, it was like a conveyor belt. So you'd go in, you wouldn't have the same stylist doing your hair. You'd have somebody cane row it. No, somebody wash it. Somebody different cane row it. Then you'd wait for somebody to sew it in. Then you'd wait and then you'd wait for somebody to cut it. It was
bad. Oh my gosh, it man. That's a bit so long, bad. You know. It so you have to long. Wait each time.
So
that's
I had to, it took me 5 hours to do my hair. And it would be so simple. It would be weave that should take an hour tops.
Exactly.
For 5 different people to do what they need to do. It was but it was just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's the wait time. That's why sometimes when you have to go to these things, unfortunately, you got to just make sure your day is completely clear. So you don't have no, so that you can sit there and be a little bit stress-free.
You know?
Because when you know you've got appointments, and then you don't want to rush them, but you want to rush them. You're like, okay, I need to get out of here. Like, you're taking long. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Gosh, man, it's so peak. I just pray for it. I just pray for us or that.
So in all, do you think what Ashley did was wrong?
I don't think it was wrong. I just think it just got out of hand because when you were in the hairdresser one, and the hairdresser one was a bit more controlled. The makeup one, I think it went left. And I think some people that came on stage, I'm not going to say that they wasn't allowed to say what they were saying, but some people, it was like, one girl said, for example, she was like, the girl brought her boyfriend to the appointment and she was speaking to her boyfriend. And I thought, okay, that's bad, but it's not that bad like for you to go up on stage and wait for 30 minutes to talk that. You know, some of the things were getting a bit trivial. So the trivial ones, I was just like, come on. And I think that's how things just started to get a bit out of hand. You know what I mean?
People were just going really up for the sake of going up. Yeah.
Yeah, you know. But I don't think it was wrong.
The wedding ones were really upsetting.
The wedding ones are upsetting. It's upsetting. That's your whole wedding.
Because I would die if somebody did that to me. You turn up late to my wedding.
Honestly, it's really sad. It's really
Audrey's story. Did you hear about it? Audrey's story.
I went to sleep at that time. What happened to her?
Oh my gosh. She spoke about how, I don't know. I don't remember it proper, but she done a tester. And apparently the tester was 5 bills or something like that. Something along those lines of 5 bills,
Oh my God.
So she done a tester. And then she was supposed to, the lady that was supposed to do her makeup was supposed to come and do her and other bridesmaids. I don't know how many bridesmaids, I'll just assume 6 or 12.
Yeah.
But it was like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, the woman wasn't there. 9 o'clock, the woman, 10 o'clock. Her hairstylist had to do everyone's makeup.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That is
crazy. That's mental.
She came late. And then I think she was still asking for payment.
Wow.
If the hairstylist wasn't there, she would have been screwed.
What could she do? Nah, people take that's the mic. That's what I'm saying. That's mic taking. That's mick taking. Do you know what I mean? It's a lack of care for me, a lack of consideration. My whole wedding day, you're coming to ruin. And you know wedding days, everything has to be at least a little bit on time.
That's
because it's too much pressure. To summarize up, what would you do? Would you think there should be more regulations for these kind of people? For 100%. The IG hairstylist?
I think I've seen two that I'm aware of. So there's Hair Advisor and there is Blelp. Those two I can see that, you know, they'll be very good for reviews. I'm hoping that it's a bit tricky because, like you said, people are going on there for trivial things. And I'm not going to lie. I suspect some of them were lies.
Really?
And sabotage, because people are evil like that.
People are evil,
man. So it's a bit tricky, but I mean, it needs to be, I think as a consumer, you need to put two and two together. Like with the whole Benicia situation, I waited for about 10 people until I finally saw somebody that I was like, no, I actually know you. I know you're not a nonsense girl. So I believe what you're saying. So at least if you, as a consumer, you have to use your common sense, like, okay, cool. I've seen a bad review. It's like even going on Amazon or eBay, when you go to the review section, you have to use your common sense, like, look at the 5 stars and then go to the 1 star. What is the one star saying? Is it dumb?
Go to the 1 star first.
Yes.
Especially certain
people. But some of them are stupid.
Some of them are stupid.
I remember when I saw a review, like, there was some noodles that I was buying and the guy was like, oh, it's rubbery and it doesn't taste nice. You know, some people, they're just just extra. Or if extra. Even if you talk about hotels, they'll be like, oh, the floor wasn't cold enough. And, you know, the bathroom was like,
so minute. It's
Do you know what I mean?
Well, those people are just too much, man. Because you're actually ruining people's businesses for no reason.
No, do you get? You know? But you have, I think it's use wisdom. Like, have you
use wisdom?
Do you know what I mean? Like,
100%.
Is it? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, exactly.
And how many? Because sometimes the
how
one
many?
Stars, there's two, and then the 5 stars there's like 50. So you have to, but yeah, definitely we need a regulating service, a review system whereby we can see
stuff like that.
So this one's bad,
100%. Because even like, for example, AliExpress, right? You have to look at their reviews because some of those reviews, they're paying the people to actually, like, you know, for example, we want to get like a quick wig on like Ali, they will pay you. They'll be like, oh, if you give me a good review and I'll give you $20, or give me a good review and I'll give you 20% off your next purchase. So some of the girls on there, they'll be like, oh, this hair is boom, this whatever. So I have to make sure I look at, you know, every review properly if I was going to actually purchase from there, because they pay people to review. This nonsense. It's getting reviews are actually a wild game out here, you know. It's a wild
AliExpress is horrific, but they get so much like publicity. It's AliExpress.
Okay,
them. It's horrific. I ordered a closure from them and I washed it and it shriveled up and it's knotted.
Oh my gosh, man.
It is horrific. The hair they sent me was horrible, but everybody swears by them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It only took one hair thread. I went on it one day and somebody was like, AliExpress is rubbish, da 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 da. And I was like,
wow.
Okay.
So you knew then.
Do you know what I mean? So if there was a review system, then that would be good.
Yeah, I think so.
They're really good. I would recommend, Hair Advisor, because they're the ones that did that thread on Hair Sellers.
Okay.
And I saw that AliExpress was bad. There's another one as well. Ali Pearl. That's not that great. Yeah. There's one that I use quite a lot. I mean, they're cheap, but it's what it is. You know what I mean? I wish I could
remember that now.
It's a bait name, but they're decent for what you're getting for your cash.
Okay. Not bad. But yeah, we have to just be more vigilant. Unfortunately, there's always going to be... there's cowboys in every trade. This is the craziest thing. There's cowboys in every trade. But girl, that's that. But thank you for your tips as well, because I think that's very useful for people to know. Definitely the websites you've given, that's very useful. So, do you have a rant at all?
I did have a rant, but I've forgotten it. Oh no! Do you want to go first, and I'll think of it while you're ranting. Oh,
I have a mini rant. You know what? Yeah, I'm trying to be more rant less this year because I'm thinking it's a new year and everything. So I'm trying to be rant less. But one thing that on Clubhouse as well, I think that sometimes. So I was in a specific room. I was in the American room. And I feel like some people, when they're moderators, they take it to, I don't know if they think moderator means kings and queens. I don't know if they think moderator mean I'm the boss of you. So yes, there's one room that I go into regularly, and it's an American room, right? And the woman always says, to come up to my stage, you gotta follow all the moderators. All the moderators, you gotta follow them all before you can even speak. Okay. You cannot follow, if you're not following, we're gonna have to put you down back into the audience. So one girl came up and she was like, oh, hello, I want to talk about my experience about relationships. The woman said, girl, you haven't followed me, I followed all the moderators. Bear in mind, there's like 12 moderators. Okay. Yes. I don't know what these moderators are doing for my life. Like, yes, you are strangers to me.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you have to follow all 12. So I was thinking, right, this is a bit, just chill out.
Yeah.
Like, you're not, it's okay. Just chill out a little bit. That's my little rant. I just think, just chill out.
Just to piggy bank on your one is, I hate, I don't want to say hate, that's a strong word. I really, really, really dislike wafflers.
Okay.
I really, like... And I've clocked this. I'm no disrespect to Americans. I absolutely adore Americans, yeah. But I've clocked some of them. They will get to the stage in a British scenario and waffle, and it will be so long, and they will have nothing meaningful to say. If you are going on a stage, please collect your thoughts. Gather your thoughts. And articulate yourself in a proper manner. Like, do not go out there and be like, so, yeah, guys, like, what I want to say is, like, the industry is just so saturated. And we're not even talking about that. We're talking about, is black men love black women or something? And you're just, like, going way off talking about, yeah, I also do this charity on the side. Like, I do, like, I send money and I do this and I have my own show and I'm...
Like, what are you doing?
Like, waffling.
Honestly, I agree. I think Americans, yeah, especially when they come into a British room on Clubhouse,
yes,
they are the most maddest people because they'll put their hand up. You have no idea what the subject is. You'll put your hand up to go on stage. You're not on stage. Can you tell me what's the question? Okay, we're talking about.
Why are you
on stage? Why put your hand up? I think it's some kind of madness. Like, Americans just like to be seen. So they must put their hand up to go. Why are you on stage? I don't know what they're talking about. You've been on the stage for 30 minutes. what are you guys talking about again? Can you, like, can you reset the room? Okay, we're talking about British stuff. I don't really know, but why are you on the stage? Please. Nah, that's valid.
Those of us that are well informed, I've not even come on the stage. But exactly. You know what most of them say? Their line is, oh, I just entered this room, but I got pinged in here and I just thought I should just come and say. And I'm like, fam, you got pinged in here. And the first thought was to go to the stage.
Nah, they're insane. I love my Americans, but I realized Americans are insane. They're actually insane.
Not all of them, but
not all of them. We love you guys. We do love you guys. They're just crazy. I just think this is what's going on.
Yeah, honestly, for real.
But yeah, thank you, girl.
Oh, that was really cool. I really enjoyed that. Thank you so much.
Did you? Yeah. Oh, perfect. I hope you guys listened and enjoyed as well and everything. But so we'll see you another time with it.
Okay.
On Outspoken.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.